this week's crash foreshadows the end of that golden age. Another Max 8 crashed in October in Indonesia in similar circumstances. Although investigators have yet to determine the cause of the Ethiopian Airlines accident, regulators suspect that the Max 8 has a design flaw. This plays into the worry that a new technological phase is underway. Aircraft are becoming autonomous as computers take charge. This promises safer, more efficient flying. But the interaction between human pilots and machines is still unpredictable and experimental. In the Indonesian crash, the pilots fought a losing battle against anti-stalling software that forced the plane's nose down at least 20 times. The industry's technical complexity is amplified by its organizational complexity. In the 1990s, a few Western airlines dominated, and a handful of regulators had global clout. Now there are hundreds of airlines and 290,000 pilots worldwide. In 2018, for the first time, less than half of the global fleet was based in the West. Maintaining common standards on training and procedures is harder. China and other countries want a bigger say. The credibility of American regulators has slipped because they have let domestic competition decline. This suggests they are cozy with industry.